Amen. Heavenly love should be a source of encouragement. It should be the energy that keeps us going, especially in times of difficulty and trials, knowing that God loves us, knowing that Jesus loves us, should always motivate us to live lives that are meaningful, purposeful, and lives that are filled with joy. Lives whereby we experience the peace of God that passes all understanding, and whereby we enjoy fellowship with the God of peace. Certainly it's good to be here this evening and to see each of you here this evening. We'd like to talk to you this evening using as the specific title of our lesson, "It's Time to Unload." It's time to unload. We'd like to encourage us to remove all the accumulated baggage from our shoulders so we can walk unencumbered through the new year that God has blessed us to see. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." That's good enough reason for any of us, for each of us, to remove our cares and cast all of our cares upon the Lord, knowing that he cares for us. Isn't that reassuring? To know that God cares for us, to know that Jesus cares for us. Now, a lot of times, folks in the world don't care anything for you or about you. Sometimes even some relatives don't care about you and don't really care for you. Sometimes fellow workers on the job don't really care for you and don't really care about you. But it's reassuring and satisfying to know that Jesus cares. Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. That's encouraging. And we always need to be consciously cognizant of the care of Jesus, our Lord. You remember when Jesus gave what is commonly referred to as the Great Invitation, and I think we can properly characterize it as the Great Invitation. This invitation is extended not only to folk who are children of God, not only to folk who are in the body of Christ, not only to people who are members of the Lord's family, but it is extended to the entire world. Notice he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. This applies to both non-Christians and to Christians as well, because you have a bunch of non-Christians that are certainly burdened and that are certainly heavy laden. Sometimes they don't recognize it or might not want to admit it. We have children of God that are burdened, that are heavy laden and loaded down with cares. I stop by to say to you this evening that it is time to unload. You don't need to venture forth into this new year burdened down with the weight of variegated cares pressing down upon your spiritual shoulders. You don't have to go through life unwarrantedly burdened down and loaded down. The Lord has made it possible for you to unload your burdens, to unload your cares, and cast them upon the Lord. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Is that something you are willing to do? I think it is altogether fitting and proper for us to take a brief checkup from the neck up and ask ourselves, what kind of things burden me down in 2014? What kind of things are weighing me down now? What kind of cares are weighing me down spiritually that are hampering and hindering my forward progress in living the Christian life? Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, examine your own selves. It's a personal obligation. We need to do a personal evaluation, a personal inspection. We need to do a personal examination. Examine yourselves to see whether you be in the faith. And I say we need to examine ourselves and consider what kinds of things are weighing us down? With what kinds of things are we burdened as individuals? I have come by again to encourage us as we examine our lives to see and verify what kinds of things are burdening us down, so that we can lay them aside. We need to remove the weight of worry. And we can remove the weight of worry through the agency of trust in God. We need to cast aside the weight of hopelessness. And there are some folks who are experiencing hopelessness, although Jesus is our hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we recognize that hope in its basic, fundamental, and broadest sense, hope is the highest degree, biblical hope, the highest degree of well-founded expectation of good. My hope is to be saved eternally. to experience eternal life. I trust that that's your hope. I was listening to James Waller this morning in class, who indicated that he has the hope that and the assurance that he will be saved and go to heaven when he dies. What kind of hope do you have? Do you have that highest degree of well-founded expectation of good? I trust that you do. I trust that if you have a sense and spirit of hopelessness, that you will be able to cast it aside. Unload the guilt with which you have been loaded down. Some are burdened with guilt. Some are weighed down with guilt. Some went through a large portion of last year burdened with guilt. But don't go through 2015 burdened with guilt. Get rid of the guilt. Unload the guilt from your spiritual shoulders. Seek forgiveness from God and accept forgiveness from God. You know, sometimes people just refuse to receive and accept and live with forgiveness that God grants. And they keep on through life as if they have not been forgiven. We need to take God at his word and understand that when he assures us that we are forgiven, when we comply with his stipulated conditions that are given in his word, we should accept that at face value and move on into life. The story is told about a man who experienced the forgiveness of God. On his tombstone, they had this epitaph. And you see, an epitaph, that's a statement that summarizes a person's life in a very few words. And it's usually inscribed on that person's tombstone. And the words are usually chosen very carefully. But this man, prior to his decease, made sure that his family would inscribe on his tombstone an epitaph consisting of one simple word. You know what the word was that comprised his epitaph? The single, solitary word, forgiven. If that can be truly inscribed on the tombstones of all of us, what a wonderful blessing that will be. Simply forgiven. We can lay aside the guilt with which we are burdened. Not only that, but take from your weak shoulders the burdensome weight of disappointment and despair by following the oft-quoted advice of Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust. Simply trust. with all of your heart and in all, not just a few, not just some, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Divest yourself of every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Brother Motley read from Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. He said, speaking of the great cloud of witnesses by which they were surrounded, that are cataloged and delineated in chapter 11 of Hebrews. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us or trip us up. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I'd like to think about the beginning of this new year, 2015, as the beginning of a long distance race. And if we are to run efficiently and effectively with endurance and commitment, we need to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And if we are to do that with success, we must be ever looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The luminaries that are included in the great hall of the faithful in Hebrews 11, they furnish for us sterling examples of commitment, faithfulness, and endurance. But their lives, in a very real sense, pale into insignificance when we compare them with Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. It's hard for me to really fully comprehend what Jesus went through when he died on the cross. But he did what he did. He endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, despising the shame, and now he has been highly exalted and is set down at the right hand of God. Jesus wants us to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. What sin do you need to lay aside? What sin do you need to divest yourself of? What about envy? What about jealousy? What about anger? What about malice? What about resentment? What about hatred? What about gossip? What about strife? What about pride? What about deceit? Are any of these your sin that needs to be laid aside? I say, it is time to unload. What do you say? With what are you burdened down, weighed down? If you are burdened with any of these things I have enumerated in our lesson this evening, why not lay them aside? By faith, in God, our Heavenly Father, lay them aside. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Will you unload this evening? If you are a faithful child of God and you have fallen into sin, if you are moving along burden down, the Lord's loving forgiveness is available. If you don't stand in his good graces presently, if you stand a guilty distance from him, you don't have to remain in that unsavory and unenviable position. Through repentance, confession, and prayer, you can be made whole. You can unload your burdens now. Will you come as we together stand and as we sing?
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus falleth tenderly.